This is a CC Radio podcast.
Welcome to episode 214 of the Countdown Movie and TV Reviews podcast. You, dear listener, would be well advised to prepare for some talk of poo this week. My name is Wayne. I know, I wish and don't wish that I was joking.
My name is Paul. Welcome to the podcast. We count down movies and sometimes television. In order of awesomeness. So you don't have to. And Wayne is alluding to the fact this week's topic is completely and utterly his jam.
I don't know that it is.
The top 10 gross out comedies.
It's more my jam than yours for sure. But that is because I enjoy base humor and I'm not especially intelligent.
Well, one half of that is true. Yeah, so we're going to be talking about some pretty disgusting shit, I think it's fair to say, before the
definitely.
End of this.
Shit going to get real.
Yeah, and we'll talk about how we made our list, because I think there's going to be some conjecture about what
dude,
qualifies.
Dude, there's going to be tons, and I don't even know how this is going to go.
This is going to be a disaster of epic proportions.
It is, because as we all know.
Which will hopefully be entertaining.
Yeah. I mean, it'll be great.
We get right into that very shortly, but before then, let's do our plug, Wayne.
The Podcast Republic app.
That is right. A robust
and good ass
app for your Android device that you can listen to this show and indeed all other podcasts on. So if you're not yet giving it a bash, please do so.
Give it a try, y'all.
The Podcast Republic app. Wayne, we had a new patron this week as well.
Oh, yes.
Well, a big shout out to Chris O'Neill, who from in San Francisco. He's a Kiwi in San Francisco.
Oh, damn. That's some English money in New York shit.
High levels of our patrons. So if you're at all interested in hearing a whole bunch of extra content, which is built up over the last 15 or 16 months, you can become a patron of the show. Check out the link for that in the show notes.
C to the O. Thanks, Chris.
Yeah.
And the rest of you patrons.
Yeah, of course, you have to thank all of our patrons, which are a goodly number. We really do appreciate everything that you've done for the show, allowing us to do a bit more and reach out in different ways, which we are.
We buy microphones and we buy mixing decks and we buy shit to make it better.
Yeah, and it allows us to do things like this.
Eat my ass! Eat all the asses, man!
To be fair, you can eat my ass for free. What?
That's what the top level of patron does for you.
Hey, where's it all? Where's it going so rapidly down?
Just preparing for later on in the episode. All right, every week Wayne and I compare our lists, well, almost every week compare our lists, and this week's results are in. Wayne has been flogging me of late. Absolutely giving me a hiding. He's won the last 3 weeks in a row to take the overall tally for the year to 6-all. Well, thank God.
Until
I've
now.
I finally managed to get back on track this week.
Spectacularly so.
The top 10 best or most heroic movie moments. Wayne got 11 votes. I had 60.
Oh my God, that's huge.
It is the biggest margin in the history of the show. So thank you to everyone out there. And I'm pretty sure you shot yourself bang on in the foot when you wanted to celebrate the vault scene from Volcano.
I don't understand. I don't understand. I mean,
believe you said, I regret nothing.
I do regret nothing. Because I'm totally still on board with that. Everyone, Paul had a movie where one guy stood up to 11 other guys in a hot room when everyone wanted to go to lunch.
Yeah.
That was his heroic film, uh-huh. Right? My guy couldn't stand up because he was standing in lava. Okay? You know how hot his room was? Lava, bitch! There was lava in his room. So you know what? I'm fine with my choices. I'm sorry they didn't resonate. But I am still fine with it.
So that takes me back equal, I should say, because it was 5-6. You were winning, so now it's 6-all, I should say.
You happy now, bitch? You happy now?
Well, I'm happy to stop the rot. You're only as good as your last vote? I don't know. No, probably not. This week, I'm in all kinds of trouble.
No, you're not. You're not, because people like it when it's not your wheelhouse. So I think you do fine again this week, but we shall see.
And the last check-in before we get into the episode this week proper is, of course, the movie watching challenge. Between Dan from the IMDb Journey podcast and my good self, as well as a whole bunch of the listeners are involved as well. We're going to get numbers for them in the next couple of weeks and report back at that point. Well, this is a battle to see.
You still don't throw to that properly. And I know you're doing it on purpose now, you fuck.
All right, so I finally got around to at least logging. I haven't written all my reviews yet. But, Dan is on 213 films for the year so far. Remembering that we were aiming for 365.
What's wrong with you fucking assholes?
I am on 239.
Oh, Jesus Christ! Not even that many movies!
There is, if you're watching the IMDb Top 250, which I have worked through most of now, and boy, yeah. I've seen some absolutely terrible films.
Really?
I've seen some amazing films too.
Okay, all right.
Yeah, anyway, so that's, there it is. I'm leading, not by a lot, but by enough that I'm feeling at least like I'm giving Dan a run for his money because he was very cocky coming into this year, and thus far I'm holding my own.
You're both fucking insane.
All right, that's enough of the check-ins and the all the bits and pieces. Let's get into the countdown proper on the other side of this promo, the last one for our good friends at the Epic Film Guys
EFG.
And their live stream for a QA event.
Justin, can you believe it's almost time?
Time for what?
The 2019 live stream for The Cure. This is our third year hosting this amazing event with every single cent going toward cancer research.
The Cancer Research Institute funds research into immunotherapy to create a future immune to all forms of cancer.
And this amazing nonprofit organization is rated over 92% by CharityNavigator.org and puts 88 cents of every dollar toward cancer research.
Last year, thanks to an amazing team of collaborators, fans, supporters, and listeners, we raised over $5,000 in 30 hours on the air.
And this year, with your help, we're going for our biggest goal yet.
Tune in May 17th to the 19th on twitch.tv/epicfilmguys for 40 hours of amazing content as we try to reach $7,500.
For more information or to find out how you can become a part of the event, please visit www.livestreamforthecure.com. Together, we can make a difference.
So give generously to the Epic Film Guys. If you've got a little bit of extra cash lying around, we'll certainly be doing the same. Okay, then. Enough of the serious stuff. Back into the poor taste.
Pee and vom jokes.
Yeah, there'll be a lot of that shit going around. Now, Wayne, we didn't discuss this at all. And I was tempted to message you during the week and say, all right, so how are we ordering this? What's the way we're doing this? And I thought, no, it'll be funnier if we just make it up as we go along.
Well, this is what I thought, okay? Because here's the thing. I think David Powell actually, or someone in the community actually
Facebook pointed community, out. Link in the show notes.
He said the truth is there aren't that many good gross-out
comedies.
He's 100%
right.
He is 100% right.
This was a really hard list to make.
Right, and also what constitutes a gross-out comedy? Does the whole movie have to be gross? Does it have to be
one
gross scene?
We should have done top 10 gross-out scenes. Then this list would have been fine.
Yeah, this would have been clean, right? Yep. So, but this makes it a little more interesting because what you've got in here, in my list anyway, is movies you would be like, what, really? But and then it's got a gross out scene in it, technically. But, you know, I don't know. It's
I had to stretch to that. So no, mine became a...
If it's a good comedy and you can pick a gross out scene in it that was good, basically one of the reasons it was good or even just it was good, right? Then I guess it goes on the list.
Well, I did do that, but I tried to make the film. One's high on my list, I think, are genuinely good films.
Yep.
And have, hopefully, multiple gross out
moments. There's a higher gross quotient.
Lower down my list, there may be exactly what you just described. Yeah. It's a decent film with a really gross out moment or two. Or it's an okay film with a spectacularly gross out moment.
Yeah.
That's cool. The way I played it.
Very good.
All right, so we're not that different then.
No, I don't think so. And I just wanted to give you a word about gross out comedies so you know how we're playing this, or at least how I'm playing it, okay? These are a special kind of laugh that you're doing. When you experience a gross out moment in a comedy, all right, you're not laughing. You're squirming. Your whole body is there. Your face is buried. You're like, Jesus, don't make me look at that again. Or don't drink that dude. Or ew, too far. All of that is not the same as when you laugh at something witty or pithy or is conceptually funny. Or, you know, this is just, it's visceral.
It's
and that's
cringe.
You're
cringing
cringe.
And you're laughing and you're
but
kind
you're
of
laughing.
Oh, no.
It's a special kind of laugh. You don't come across it every day.
And
so that's
you might
what I like
argue that this gross-out comedy has kind of gone out. It's not in vogue anymore.
What you find is there's a gross moment in a movie, and it's allowed you to go, like in a long shot.
Yeah, which our review is about to drop for that.
Yeah.
So don't give it away.
Yeah, there is a, gross moment. And
that's so few and far between. Like,
that's probably a good point.
If you go back 20 years ago, where the majority of my list is from.
Yeah.
You'll find a lot more of these kinds of films. It almost feels like Hollywood has moved past it for the time. I'm sure it'll come back around, it'll come back into vogue. Yeah.
Is it a 90s? I don't know.
It does feel
like
a 90s
kind of gross thing. Yeah, that's what it hang on. 80s is like, I don't know. But that's what I mean. Like, the reason I like them, and it's easier to turn your nose up at me, I'm fine with that. Go ahead, judge me. is that I do
think... Oh, we will.
It's fine. It's fine. I think there's a visceral quality to this that makes it sort of more base, and that's why I like it. So there you go. And that's how I make people laugh too, so there you go.
Yeah, sure. All right. Well, that's fair enough. Shall I lead away then today?
Please, you go.
My number 10 then is a film, as mentioned and explained already. It's not really a gross out comedy. Certainly has a gross out moment in it, and a moment that literally stunned me when I saw this in the cinemas on a date. No.
Oh, fantastic. Oh.
So we're going back a fair ways here to 2007. And it is a Seth Rogen film.
Of course.
A Seth Rogen film where he...
He's all over this list.
He is chasing someone, or again, who's way out of his league. It's Knocked Up.
Okay, what the...
And there can only be one scene.
Oh, no, I just remembered it. Ugh.
I am, of all course, right. talking about the scene where Katherine Heigl gives birth to their child. And we see the baby crowning.
I didn't, because at first I didn't know what it was. It was just like, what? Oh, shit.
And from memory, because I've only seen this film once, from memory, they show it at least twice, if not three shots separately. And
no,
I'm like,
it's...
Whoa, you've really gone hard. There, Judd Apatow,
it's hard.
Who directed this film.
Yeah.
And it was such an out of... Like, the film is largely a pretty sweet romantic comedy.
I like that film.
But because it's got Seth Rogen in it, therefore there are some crass bits of humor in it, nothing compares to this particular moment.
The thing is, this moment isn't actually gross out funny. It's just gross out, but it's in a comedy. So it's still valid.
People lost their shit laughing and doing the whole... Oh!
Actually, you're right. Actually, you probably are laughing because you're so fucking offended.
Yes.
Yeah, good point. Good point. Yeah. You're right.
And it's, you know, obviously it's a very natural thing, and but not to show on a movie screen.
You know, it's like I forgot a two-story about this one.
Fucking size screen. Bam! Yeah. There it is.
Yeah, things are already big, eh?
So that's my number 10.
That's a good number 10. It's gonna, like, my number 10 is, like, I've started subtle.
Okay.
It's light on compared to the ones higher on the list. However, this film is a dark horse for me because I always considered it extremely good and very underrated comedy with gross out elements, and there are subtle gross out elements. They're not like someone ate a turd or something. It's like, it's just like icky gross. Like, this is Along Came Polly.
Oh, okay.
Now, this is a movie where it's...
Surprising, all right.
Yeah, it's got like Philip Seymour Hoffman in it and stuff like that. It's like...
Jennifer Aniston, Ben Stiller.
And... There's some subtle, like, there's your standard sort of bathroom humor where, you know, Ben Stiller has to take a shit back at Jennifer Aniston's house and the thing gets clogged up and that kind of thing happens. But the moment I'm talking about is an oddly disturbing one that I've always remembered.
Okay.
It's where Ben Stiller and Philip Seymour Hoffman are playing basketball in the park. And by the way, Philip Seymour Hoffman does stuff like this. He goes, "Make it rain!" every time he shoots the fucking ball and it just misses. It's really good. But they have this 2-on-2 game with someone, and this fat old guy takes off his shirt. And he's got really heaps of body hair, sweaty, matty, and when they're playing on each other, his nipple goes into Ben Stiller's mouth. And this, I've actually put a screenshot here that I'm going to show Paul.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's a horrible pink nipple in his mouth and slop something, and it's all slow-mo, and I've never forgotten that. So this is my number 10 gross-out comedy.
All right, fine. The image helps sells it.
Yeah, it's not good.
Look, it's not film, but can I just jump in here? Yeah. That reminds me of... an episode of Cheers.
Which one?
Do you remember an episode of Cheers?
Oh, yeah,
where they're trying to gross each other out? Like, what would put you off your beer?
Yeah, that's right.
Right? And they're like, how about a bowl full of scabs?
Yeah. I remember seeing, and they came up with worse and worse shit.
And then Woody comes over. This is the bit I always remember. And he's like, what about when someone comes in from the fields and they're all hot and sweaty after a really long day out there and their chest hair is all matted down. And they're like, geez, Wood, come on, that's not... It's unpleasant, but it's not that bad at all. You're not really in the ballpark. He goes, you've never seen Grandma. Yeah. It's a good
gag. I wonder if anyone likes Cheers still. It's just us. I don't know. Nowadays, it's really tame, but fuck, we love it.
Yeah, but that was great back in the day.
We adored that shit.
Okay. My number 9, then moving right along. It's still a film that I don't love a lot, and it might be higher on your list because lots of people love the shit out of this movie.
Yeah.
But this particular scene is worthy of a mention on this list, and so it elevates just into the bottom echelon. I'm talking about Dumb and Dumber.
No!
Exactly. I couldn't put up any higher in good conscience because I wanted films I really liked to be high on my list.
Yeah, for me, this probably went up my list because it was high grossness, as well as quite good funny.
Yeah, most people like this film. I know I'm in the minority.
Please, go on. What?
I'm talking about the scene, of course, where, is it Harry? Jeff Daniels gets the laxative from Lloyd because he's pissed off that Harry's getting somewhere with, what's her name?
Lauren Holly.
And puts a whole bunch of laxative into his cup of coffee, whatever he's drinking, coffee or whatever. And then later on, that all hits him. And he's desperately trying to find the toilet. Gets into the toilet, sits down. And then, of course, you can imagine the noises.
Oh, dude.
And the acting, over the top acting.
The genius behind that scene was actually the sound design. Because you hear the gurgling and you see. And then there's just a wide shot of his bare ass on the bowl. And he's just hanging on for dear life. And it's just. You know, so which, by the way, I fucking lost it at.
Yep.
So obviously.
And then again, then she goes, I hope you're not using the toilet in there.
It's broken.
It's broken.
Oh, shit. And then it goes everywhere. He fucking steps in it, tries to get it. Yeah, this is low. This is very low.
High-level patrons will know that I have a special affinity with that particular part of the story.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway, moving right along.
You want to hear that. You want to hear that story. Okay,
that's
wow.
That's why it's on my ninth on my list. But if you have any other gross-out moments, maybe when you get to it, you can talk to them. Talk through them as well.
Pretty much that. But anyway.
All right, this one. Okay. Okay, cool.
All right, so my number nine, I've got like these four movies on my, which could be my number nine, and I've gone with this one, right?
Oh, okay.
Because it's not really a film in the like in the normal sense.
It's not a film?
It is a film, but it's not like this scripted thing. It's Jackass the movie.
Oh, yeah, that's fine.
Is that fine?
Yeah, it's still a film.
Okay, now, Jackass the movie, everyone, I'm sure, knows about this, but there's a few different ones. I don't know which is grosser. There's this shot of a miniature toilet set. You don't know it's a miniature toilet set. It just looks like a toilet room that they're shooting. And this huge...
Toilet room.
Toilet room, yeah, bathrooms. Toilet room, water closet, if you will. You know, the version of
it. I got the idea.
And then this huge piece of shit lands on it. And it's bigger than the whole toilet and everything. It's big. It's almost as big as the room. And then they zoom out. And it's one of the characters...
One of the guys.
Squatting over something and just having... dumped a huge load in there, and everyone's laughing. And I'm like, oh my God. Now, that's all the foulest shit, right? I know, Paul's already like having a problem with this. He's looking at it going, oh. But the best bit about this...
I have a problem that anyone finds that funny.
No, I was shocked. I wasn't actually finding that funny, but that's the thing they did. But one that I did actually find funny is their dare was, this guy goes into a hardware store where they've got all these toilets that are just on display, and they're in the showroom, and they're like, he has to go in and shit in one of them, right? That's what I do for
him.
He actually walks in, having prepared his colon to do a lot. I know.
Probably taking the same amount of laxatives that
probably
Paul Harry
Jeff Daniels.
Did.
Yes, yeah. Exactly. He actually walks in with a newspaper, and then he drops his pants, and just everyone's looking at him, and he goes boom, and he just fucking looks around while reading the paper and just drops a few loads in there. Then gets up, and people are walking up to him, and he walks off.
Where's the where? How does he wipe his ass?
I don't think he. I can't remember whether he brought TP with him or not. Either way, what the fuck? Who even thinks of that shit? It's so nasty. And the reason, reason it's number nine on my list is it's not really a like. More
yeah,
than scripted.
I can see why you put.
Do you know
it,
what I mean? Like down, that's yeah. Just like an asshole doing that. But yeah,
but it was Jackass the movie, so
yeah.
I just it's. I just, was. The, I don't know. I think I was the wrong age. I think we were just
look,
a bit too old.
I'll be honest with you. I didn't like any of the Jackass stuff. Mm-mm. But then I saw him shitting in the fucking.
That's older for you.
And they didn't sell it, but I'm like, I can't deny that I'm laughing and crying and cringing. So, you know, that's my jam.
It's definitely gross out, for
there
sure.
There you go.
My number eight is a bit of a different beast altogether.
Sure.
It is from Peter Jackson. It is a movie about Muppets, sort of.
Oh,
Meet the Feebles from 1989.
I didn't even think of this one.
This is gross as.
Yeah, it's fucking rank.
Not many people picked it. A couple of people in the listener feedback, which we'll hear later in the show to wrap up the show, picked it. And I think David Powell, you mentioned before, he had it as an honorable mention. These puppets, they get STDs, they have pustules,
no,
which
that
are
was
dripping
rank.
Gore and gross. They get splattered, they secrete, they urinate.
I was traumatized by this film when I saw
it. They shoot pornography.
I know, that's the thing that
it's
got
really,
me.
It's kind of like, you know, last year we panned the Happy Time Murders.
Yeah.
Not as badly as some shows.
The reason this one didn't get that same ire is that it was back in the day and it wasn't a mainstream film.
That and also it didn't make the mistake of having humans cohabitating with...
Yes,
Muppets.
This
is a Muppet world, if you will.
Yeah.
Or a puppet world, if that's the appropriate way of saying it. And it all ends with a sodomy musical number underscoring a mass shooting.
Really?
So, it's pretty full
I've
on.
I've forgotten that.
And
it's I didn't
super
want to
gross the whole
you
way
know what?
Through.
I actually think I saw scenes from this and went, I can't watch this.
Yeah, okay.
So I didn't even find it funny. I thought it offensive.
Arguably, that's why it's down. Well, not arguably. This is why I put it down at number eight and not higher. Because I like the film.
Because
it's so gross and the like. But it's so uncomfortable. Ugh. But it's almost, its grossness almost outweighs the humor.
It does. It wildly did for me. In fact, I didn't even find it funny. But I understand that you know, it's a Lumiere movie. It's one of those art house bad boys. You know what I'm saying? Remember those?
There's an old throwback to an old cinema in Perth.
An old cinema in Perth. Yep. Used to just do that shit. Anyway. Yep. Okay, nice one. My number eight is a movie where I simply laugh 4 or 5 minutes on this. And again, it's all toilet humor. It is The Nutty Professor.
Oh.
Yeah. Now, see this. I wonder about this. Now, Jenny Murphy, he
what?
Had some...
No.
Suck my dick.
I hate this movie.
How do you hate this movie? It's perfect. Because the Jerry Lewis one, that was the bomb, which one of my favorites when I was a kid. Then I see this one. By the way, this is the thing that had a small blip in Eddie Murphy's career. Everything was shit. This came up and made a lot of money and then went down again. But
and then he made Nutty Professor 2 to Clumps, which, you know, basically
Janet Jackson. Brother, you a fucking moron.
That's Because Eddie Murphy basically went, well, how can I make more money? I know, the one fucking thing that's successful, we'll do more of that.
No, but any studio does that. Really?
Yeah, I hate
you. Don't like the Ed Murphy?
No. Basically, once you get past 1992, Eddie Murphy can fucking eat a dick.
No, wait. Oh, you know, he's done Dreamgirls and shit.
Because it was right around that time he said, I don't give a shit as long as I'm making money.
Yeah, I know, but what are you going to do?
Don't say that shit. You can think it. Don't fucking say it.
Did he really say it, though?
Yep.
Eh, fuck this guy. Oh, well. The Nutty Professor is the fart scene I'm talking about here. Now, I don't know if anyone hasn't seen this fart scene, but at the time...
You can spoil the shit out of it. It's old.
No, at the time, you just didn't... I had not seen that before. I hadn't seen... Like, Blazing Saddles had a fart scene in it.
Certainly did.
All right? But it wasn't like this. This was actually like some... I don't know. I just didn't expect it at the time. This is like 95. No. 95. Maybe. It was... Yeah, around that time.
Good research.
Yeah. Sorry. But yes, Nutty Professor, I've always dug it. Yeah, how are you going to do?
Fart scene.
Fart scenes are
What's
funny.
What's so gross about it? This is farting.
Dude, is a fart scene not a gross out scene? Yeah. Is it really? Is that what you're saying now?
I don't know. I feel like it's a bit tame for this list.
Yeah, but that's because it was a good comedy. That's why I said it. Okay. Like, you know, sometimes you think that's how it is. All right.
Well, my number seven is a film that will absolutely 100% be on your list. So prepare yourselves, listeners, for a very loud low. It's National Lampoon's Van Wilder. Yeah.
What the hell is at the top of your list?
Well, much better shit than Van Wilder. Fucking which at best is a middling comedy.
Motherfucker, it's on your list. Don't be telling me
which
it's
has
shit.
Some good gross out moments. And of course, fabulous. None better than when we get back against the bullies of the film. When
oh, that's the that is the scene.
The
go
scene.
On.
They
Please
take
go on.
Effectively a bunch of Twinkies, take out the cream filling, and then go to their dog.
The dog has huge, massive balls for some reason.
It's a bulldog, isn't it?
It's a bulldog, and his balls are fucking bigger than the dog. So they get the dog.
Horny by looking at doggy porn on the wall. And then effectively have it jerk off.
It fucks all the donuts.
It fucks the Twinkies and fills them with its special...
Dog jizz.
Dog jizz. I was going to say seed, but okay.
Jizz.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then they feed these things to the bully. Wait, what is he?
What happens is they put them all in this like platter and then they leave them at the sorority. The fucking... Whatever, freshman cup, whatever. Those guys, and they get to the, hey, someone left us fucking donuts. And of course, stupidly, yeah, let's eat them. And they all have this scene where, please, they not only bite and go, oh, this is great, but they pour the jizz into their mouth from the broken, like, fucking donut. And they're all saying shit like, hey, man, this is really familiar. They're saying shit like that.
It's so warm.
It's so warm, yeah, man. It's right out of the oven. And it's just fucking... To go like that, yeah,
it doubles down hard.
It doubles down, and it's so hard. And there's a lot of other fish shit in this movie, but yeah, this is low, buddy. This is low.
I knew it behind the list, and I'm sorry to steal your thunder. And then there's another diarrhea gag and shitting in the
oh top, yeah,
as
yeah,
well.
Of course. So it's a great movie.
Yeah, again, I didn't like it as much as you. That's why it's sort of down here for me. It's fine. It's fine. Comedy. It's okay overall. I had those very memorable moments.
Oh yeah, it's great stuff. Well, actually, you know what? That's the epitome of that laugh. You're like, oh fuck, I'm looking at this thing. Oh. So, good.
Yeah,
good.
Kind of like, I'm laughing, but are people judging me for laughing?
Absolutely.
That's a gross outcome.
Yeah.
Right there.
Yep. I mean, I've been doing that my entire life, but yeah. Okay, so my number seven is none other than Bridesmaids.
Yeah.
Low,
a
really?
Little.
Okay, so Paul Feig. This guy, back to poo gags. Okay.
Of course.
Back to poo gags.
It always goes back to poo.
It does.
Especially on this show.
Do you know what? I got to tell you, when I'm talking with friends, often we eventually talk about shit. And I'm talking women. I'm talking women, too.
And again, to go back to TV, Scrubs said it best. Always comes back to poo.
Really?
Yeah, there's the musical episode. There's a whole song on it.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
It really does.
Yep.
So, we're back to nothing now. Okay, so this is... I hope everyone knows this scene. Basically, it involves food poisoning.
Yeah.
And all of these girls having to shit like racehorses, except Rose Byrne, because she's hot.
Well... So... Chris, from memory, Kristen Wiig's character says basically, let's go to this place because they're all going out to do their dress, trying on dresses, the wedding dress and bridesmaids dresses and all the rest of it. And so the bridal party, or at least the female half of it, all head off. And she, let's get something to eat first. We're all hungry. And Kristen Wiig's like, is it Kristen Wiig? Kristen Wiig says, I know this great Mexican place.
Yep.
And Rose Byrne, who's snobby and all stuck up, is like,
I don't really eat this stuff.
Don't
so
eat
you
this
guys
stuff.
Go
you
ahead.
Guys go ahead. Everyone else eats it.
Yep.
And then they go off to the dress shop, which is a really high class,
very fancy
place. And, you know, with the very prim and proper attendant.
Yep.
And store person. And they're all decked out in different potential bridal dresses and bridesmaids dresses.
As well
when
as the
it
wedding
all starts
dress.
To hit them. Yes.
Yes. And the wedding dress she's got is the most expensive ass one. It's not even the one she chose. It's just one she's trying on.
Yeah, she just wanted to try on this big, huge, voluminous sort of skirt train thing. Anyway, it all starts hitting them. And of course, Melissa McCarthy, because she's large, therefore has to be the grossest.
Yes.
And someone's bending over the toilet, vomiting, and she needs to shit. Yeah. So she jumps on the sink and she's like, oh, it's like hot lava coming out.
I mean, everyone's trying to throw... Actually, Kristen Wiig gets out of it by just sweating a lot and not shitting.
Yeah, because she's trying to prove it wasn't the food, and I ate the food, so I'm fine, it's all right. And
everyone else,
Rose Byrne's like, well, here, why don't you...
She's sweating.
Drink this gravy or something. I can't remember what it was, that she's trying to get her to have something that's... And she eats, oh, yeah, that's, I'm fine. Oh, fine. Maya Rudolph, in this wedding dress, there's nowhere to go because the other women are taking every possible place. So she goes to run across the street.
That was the thing that nailed it, because what happened was, after all the grossness, you see her running across the street.
And it's slowing down.
And it's slowing down. It's just happening. And she sits down and just kind of camps in the middle of the street and obviously shits like a racehorse. And then all the cars have to go around her and
she's just waving them past.
She's like, no, just go, I'm shitting.
And then she's like, so that really happened?
And of course, that dress is like this fucking crazy expensive dress that she just shat all over. So, I don't know. That was...
It's pretty good.
For me, when you see... Because, I hate the whole thing where... I know it's obvious, but when it's like Ocean's 8, it's like, it's the same as that one, only with girls. I'm like, fuck off. Same with... If it's the same as the girls thing, only with guys, fuck off too. Right? Yeah,
but this is a film. This is
This one works.
Yeah, and absolutely does work. Which is why it's high on my list. I think it's better than number seven film.
Mm. All right.
For me. I liked it. I was very pleasantly surprised by this film. I thought it was very funny. And that's really the only huge gross out moment in it, but it's such a memorable one.
Yeah, everything else was like the awkward humor and then the humor. And the
other bit scene from that film, which never ceases to make me laugh, is when they one up each other at
The speeches, that's the awkward. Hilarious. That's why this movie was good, because it had gross out humor, awkward humor, and fucking conceptual type humor. Very good shit. So, yeah.
All right, my number six is another strange, not human film. This one involving marionettes. I'm going with...
Team America?
Team America. World Police. And I'm resorting to vomit.
Which is the vomit scene?
Specifically when Gary, after he sort of blames himself for all the unnecessary deaths that his squad caused in a particular scene about two-thirds of the way through the film in Cairo, I think it was. He goes to get hammered at a pub, just drink his sorrows away, and that's when the infamous pussies and dicks and assholes speech gets said to him by some other some other marionette there.
Yeah.
And anyway, he drinks so much and he feels so bad, he vomits there and they kick him out. And so he goes out into the alley and there's that woman up the side. Get out of here, you bum! You're giving up on life, ain't you?
I can't remember this part.
And then he's so overcome with emotion and alcohol that he vomits once and the music's swelling. Like, you know, this is the real epitome of sadness. This is so, so sad. And then, of course, because it's Matt Stone and Trey Parker, he vomits again.
Is it like gushing
and again? And then this huge gush out again while the music swells, and then he collapses, and then it sort of crane shots away, and he's laying in this pile of vomit, which is as big as the alley.
I've forgotten it.
Super gross.
I remember about that movie is the sex scene,
which is also very gross and graphic, and even worse. Which I don't think I've seen the unrated cut, but apparently unrated DVD release was way worse.
How worse?
I don't know. Because
they were flipping on top of each other.
That's pretty gross too.
Maybe it's Roman showers.
That's what I'm saying. This thing is pretty pretty intense, and I think it deserves a spot on this list.
I kind of want to see the uncut version now to see what they were going to
sure
do.
Sure, you do.
Well, I didn't see it already.
So there we go. That's my six.
Okay. Well, my number six is American Pie. Now, this... Oh, good. I will... wondering. See, Paul always overplays this joke because the motherfucker don't know when the motherfucker's done. There it is, still going. All right, American Pie.
So
I thought that you might actually have an issue with this one, that it wasn't gross enough.
No, come on.
Because I was trying to search through it. I'm like, what is the gross thing about this? And I think in my head, the first one I went to...
Should we list it off? Go on.
The first one I went to was that guy coming in the beer and then Stifler drank
it. Yep.
That's it, right? That's
gross
the
enough.
One, right?
Well, hang on. He's fucking a pie. That's gross.
No, I do that every day. So,
right. Time to change my action.
Pie fucker!
When I come to Wayne's house, stay away from all food pots.
Hey, dog, you want some pie? What is it? It's creamy.
Shit break?
Shit break.
As well?
Oh, yeah, shit break. Yeah, you're right. Forget about shit.
I think that's pretty full on.
Totally.
I mean, masturbating, it's gross when you see other people do it, except in the right context.
Just say it, Paul. Girls. When girls do it, it's great. When guys do it, it's not very good.
You know, he's sitting there jacking off into whatever, and everyone gets a copy of it, and all that stuff happens in this film. It's a gross-out comedy for sure.
Yeah, you're right. It is a gross-out comedy.
So it's extraordinarily low on your list.
I think this is fine. I mean, like I said, Again, I think because of the grossness factor, I don't know, it just fell here on the list. But obviously you have it higher. So good. Okay, good.
All right. Well, that's your 6x5 then is Bridesmaids. That's
where it falls from. Yep. Very nice. Well, shit. My number 5 is Van Wilder.
Okay. All right. So now we're starting to double up a bit.
Yep.
I wonder if you'll have my number 4, because I guarantee you don't have my number 3.
Okay.
My number 4 is the very conveniently and easy to say film, Borat, Cultural Learnings of America for Make Benefit Glorious Nation of Kazakhstan.
Okay, let's talk about Borat, because this is the movie. Look, when there's reality involved, I can't watch it.
And have you never seen this movie?
I've seen it, but I had to see it in shifts because it made me so uncomfortable. Not because of the grossness, right? But because of the fucking, there was real people there and they're reacting. And I'm like,
so awkward.
So
I think this film is pretty, first time around, I laughed so hard at this movie.
Did you? So yeah. You had no problem with it?
No, I definitely did. I have that awkward reaction.
Yeah.
No, the point that is the naked wrestling with his portly companion, because he gets so angry that the portly companion is jerking off over a photo of Pamela Anderson.
Making hand party to
whom, for whatever strange reason, he thinks he has a shot with if he can meet her. So in his mind, it's kind of his girlfriend. It is so gross.
I did have problems with
the
it,
body
say.
Hair, the corpulence of the other fellow. Oh, to say nothing of...
That's one bit.
Yes, to say nothing of the mankini thing that he's wearing.
Are we missing something here?
Go on.
That fat guy
yeah.
puts his balls on Borat's
yeah,
face.
Yeah.
Right, There's just balls on his face. And I'm, to be honest with you, that was probably was a good... I did laugh that bit, but I hated the whole movie.
Okay.
I couldn't watch it.
All right, whereas so, I like it.
I know.
I understand why you're like, I can't fault you for disliking that. But again, I think this is pretty gross. Deserves... All right, it earns its place on this on my list.
Okay, well, my number 4 is... I'm sure... You know what? I think I'm pretty sure you're going to win this list because this is all my little fucking bullshit, like fucking reasons for liking movies that people don't really like. Deuce Bigalow, European Gigolo.
Not even the first one.
Well, the first one was good, but European Gigolo had more for me. It was a better film. It was a higher budget, better film, better... I don't know. There's a lot of weird jokes like that. But, like, I mean, the one where there's a... I mean, is there a woman with an odd condition where she got a penis for a nose? Every time she sneezes, she comes. And there's a scene in the
this
restaurant.
This is what we have descended
this
to.
This is what we've got. I'm like, you knew it was coming, right? When you knew, when in the restaurant, she's got, like a veil over this cock of a nose. And she's sneezing.
Ballsy.
And, yeah.
Stupid, but ballsy.
She's hitting guests, you know, that are dancing in this dance. So it was. That's just one of them. There's lots of little pieces in here. And it's just dumb stuff, but... I actually think this is a very good couple of comedies. The first and the second one are both very good. They're good comedies.
Yeah, they're okay. I don't think they're that good.
Well,
I still don't think
they deserve
to be
Rob
so high
Schneider.
On this list.
Look, if I sneeze cum in your face and I laugh about it, I'm pretty... It's funny, man. It's funny. That's not the whole thing. I think it's a collective.
That's the grossest part?
No. Well, there's many gross parts, but this... There's more of them per capita, kind of, in terms of the like how many there are in the movie. So that's why this is above. I think this is a more consistently gross movie than one big gross scene.
Okay. Arnie wants to ask you something.
Oh, what is Arnie?
Do you want to...
Take it back!
Or not?
Oh, fuck face. No. There must be some Deuce fans out there, man. There's got to be some Deuce fans.
There's some Deuce fans.
Deuce fans, yeah. What's up? Also, fart jokes are plenty as well, but this is the it's more of this shit.
No,
more this
no,
shit.
That's what you want. Okay. Well, look, prepare yourself because Wayne's about to go fucking postal.
Okay.
With what my number 3 is.
What is it?
I mentioned Peter Jackson before. Well, he has a better gross out comedy, which also has some horror elements in it. It's from a little film from 1992 that over here was called Brain Dead. In America.
Oh, fuck
It's
off.
Called Dead Alive.
Fuck now, off. This isn't really a comedy, is it?
It absolutely is a comedy. It's a comedy first. It's a comedy horror. And the horror is, you know, it's pretty easy. It's hard to be scared by this movie.
No. To me, it was a horror. But no. I suppose horror comedy. All right, fair enough.
There's gore played for laughs throughout this entire film.
Do you know what? Yes, please keep right. going.
Because at the end of the film, the gore fest it becomes when Lionel is trying to fight against this horde of undead as the party that his uncle throws at the house. We get his head cut off horizontally and it's been kicked around the floor or whatever else. Eventually winds up in a blender and he gets blended. The top of his head, he gets a garden gnome smashed.
That's gore more than gross.
Yeah, but it's all... But the gore is played for grossness.
No, there's
including,
there's gross
including when the inside, the intestines
yes,
and whatever,
intestines.
The digestive system of one particular character comes alive and is crawling along trying to strangle people and it pauses, of course, to fart.
Yeah.
See, it's all play for these laughs. Then earlier in the film, though, that's the end.
Are you going to mention this? Keep going.
Earlier in the film, there's a scene where Lionel's mum is basically she's dying of having been bitten by this rat that turns you into a zombie. Mm. And there, she needs to have the League of Ladies or whatever it is around, and her husband, and they have to entertain and throw a very nice dinner party or lunch party for them. And the husband's like, "What about custard or pudding? I can't leave without my pudding." And he's carrying on about it for all this time. Anyway, she looks awful. So much so.
I'm feeling fucking sick because you're I'm feeling, this is the reason I couldn't do it. This movie made me sick. I actually want to throw up. And I'm not easy like that, man. You can do nasty shit in front of me. I won't stop eating. I don't give a fuck, right?
But hey, this
actually makes me sick, so that's why I couldn't put it on the list. Go on.
She cuts herself at one point, and they have to super glue her skin back in together.
This is so gross.
And her face is kind of sagging and whatever else. Anyway,
listen, if you're eating now, just back it up. Stop.
Huge pustule on her arm, I think it is, bursts, and the pus flies across the table and lands in his custard,
and then he fucking eats it.
And he's eating. Oh, what a good custard!
So fucking gross. And if you've seen this film, you know this scene, and it's played exactly like that. I believe there's even a... I can't even talk about it.
It does. Has a nice close-up of the spoon.
Yeah, because that thing actually blooded as well. It's disgusting, man. It's disgusting. I'm sick now. I can't fucking talk.
I should have made that number one. I win. Thank you very much.
No, it's just gross. It's not funny. Yes, that's it why is funny. It's hilarious. Not funny. I hated it. I was in there going, not laughing, just crying. That's the opposite to comedy. That's right. How would you like to suck my butt? I'm so sorry if anyone's listening.
Where's
while they're
my
eating.
Just... You are a bitch. Oh yeah, I should have said bitch. Please, that will do.
This is so disgusting.
Oh, such a. It's thoroughly. It's
too
a comedy.
Far. It's too far. Damn it.
Thoroughly deserves.
It couldn't
to be on
get
this
there.
List.
It's too far.
It's okay to have on your list. You know, cum in a.
Cum fine. Everyone. A Twinkie fine. That you Some eat. Some people choose to eat cum. No one chooses to eat pus, motherfucker. This is disgusting.
That's my number three. Back to you for yours.
I don't know if I can continue.
Bullshit.
All right, fine.
Continue, you shall.
All right, my number three was Dumb and Dumber, so we can just jump right back to your ass.
Okay, well, I'm
bored. By the way, just really quickly.
Yeah.
One of the best gags in Dumb and Dumber is not actually gross. It's this is conceptually funny, okay? Jim Carrey's in the limo, and he puts down the fucking back screen, whatever, and he's like, talks to some girl who's at a bus stop and says, "Where are you from?" She goes, "Austria." He's like, "Ooh, Austria. Well, good day, mate." And then he fucking comes back in. That made me laugh. Hey, Paul, let me ask you something. Do you know what it's like to do a fucking radio show? Because you have to react to shit, motherfucker.
So I am reacting.
No, you aren't reacting. You have to do it audio style.
Oh, sorry.
The reason you win is because I support you better. I support you better. I pretend that you're funny when you're not. Okay? That's what's going on here. You're actually trading off my goodwill. If I say silent when you say one of your dumbass bullshit calls.
214 shows.
214.
Somewhere around about an extra few, not that many, I don't know, 25 feature reviews. That's the funniest joke you've made in that whole time.
Bitch, please. That wasn't even a joke. But I can see how you might think it is.
First, take a big step back. And literally,
this is what it is. It's my kindness is what gives you your wings. Okay. That's what I'm telling you.
My deadpan reaction to that is everything you needed to know.
Fucking, you can suck a dick. That shit is gold. So suck a dick.
All right, let's get on to number twos. I have warred back and forth all day. In fact, I still haven't settled on it, but I'm going to put it here because you've already mentioned it. I'm going to put it as my number two, American Pie.
Oh, sure. Okay. Yeah.
Low from before.
Radio. Okay. My number two is Austin Powers. Gold member.
Oh, really?
Yes.
I didn't even see anyone mention this.
Are you kidding?
Yeah. No, I mean, no, I'm not.
He drank shit.
Was that gold member?
Yes, it was gold member. Okay. You see, what happened was, for anyone who inexplicably hasn't seen this film, Austin Powers, he's in a lab. This is Mike Myers. And he fills his coffee cup from a spout, which is, of course, next to a similar spout, which contains another character's bubbling stool sample. Fat bastard's stool sample.
Brilliant.
Yeah. Of course, he accidentally fills the cup with hot molten shit. And sniffs the cup saying, "This coffee tastes like shit." Oh, sorry, smells like shit. And then Basil goes, "It is shit, Austin." And they go, "Ugh." And then you think that's the end of the gag. But he goes, "Oh, God, I thought it was just me." And then he goes on to drink it and no one says anything. And then when he pulls it down again, he's got a shit mustache. And he's like, "It's a bit nutty."
That's right, I do remember that.
And then, but the fact that they gave you the moment for him drinking it really made me laugh, frankly. See...
No one chooses to eat shit waiting to come back to your original, your earlier argument.
Some people do. I've seen some videos.
Two girls, one cup excluded.
Yeah. Hey, here's a little note for everyone. When we were coming up with ideas for the name for the name of this show, one of the things on the table was two guys, one mic.
Back when we had one mic.
Yeah, I know. I think we made the right choice.
Probably referring to movies if you're going to do a movie show.
I know, right?
The title is a good idea.
Is it a porno first? Yeah.
All right. Well, let's go back through it then and recap our list, starting with me. Giving our number ones. My number 10, Knocked Up. Number 9, Dumb and Dumber is where I had it. 8, Meet the Feebles. 7, National Lampoon's Van Wilder. 6, Team America, World Police. 5, Bridesmaids. 4, Borat, That'll Do. Number 3, Brain Dead, one of the best choices I've ever made on the show ever.
Fucking disgusting.
Number 2, American Wrong. Pie. And my number 1, and I has to be your number 1, surely as well, we're going to come in together, because otherwise I cannot believe you've missed this.
No, it has to be.
There's Something About Mary.
Of course.
Yeah, thank God.
Of course.
Thought it was going to be the biggest argument in the history of the world, show at least. Yeah, there's Something About Mary. For two scenes. There's the more famous one, really, which is, of course, Mary reaching over to his ear, where he's jerked off because... the other guy's name? Has convinced him to jerk off before he goes on a date with her, so he won't embarrass himself and try and da da da. And there's this huge strand of cum hanging from
his ear because he doesn't know where he shot his wallet to. Which is,
she goes, "Oh, is that hair gel?" He's like, "Oh, yeah." And she reaches over, goes, "Cool," grabs a huge amount and
grabs
wipes
the whole thing off
through her hair.
Yep,
which of course leads to just that one strand sticking straight up.
Which
her.
Made the poster. That is the poster of the movie. Jizz hair is the poster of the movie. That's why this movie was so fucking good.
Brilliant, brilliant comedy. Perfect level of gross outness and still humor.
This is, of course, my number one.
And then, arguably, I think the scene goes beyond that, which doesn't get as much love. Frank and Beans.
Oh, Frank and Beans is fucking... Frank and Beans was probably...
Couldn't make the poster.
But the thing is, again, like the other one, they give you the shot of his nuts fucking squashed up in the zipper. Oh. And it's like, oh, fuck, that was the best. This has more gross-up, not more gross-up, but a sufficient amount of gross-up bits in it. But the movie itself is excellent.
Yeah, movie's excellent. One of the best comedies ever made.
When you told me about this, because you'd seen it with your girlfriend at the time, and you said, hey, yeah, Something About Mary... Couple of flat bits, but there's some fucking funny bits in it. And that was the first gross-out comedy I had heard of. So that's why this is like almost the granddaddy of them, kind of, for me. I'm sure there's others you could point to, but...
Well, you go way back to Animal House, which is films I've seen.
So Animal House is 70s.
Yes.
To me, it's more 70s movies than it is a gross-out comedy. So, And it's not the same anyway, because Animal House is like these... Oddly, like, people get beat up in it, shit bits in it and stuff. It was weird.
Okay. It still has a very big gross-out moment. Point is, it's Something About Mary. I'm glad that we agree on that part, at least. Super film. Very funny. Some great gross-out moments. And that, like you said, when he gets his junk caught in that zipper. Oh, my God. It's every man in the world, when they watch that movie, is wincing and pulling the gun and laughing. And then they show it. You're like, oh, my God. This is hard for me to think about even now.
This is nothing. Compared to the... anyway. Yeah, of course. Yeah, see, I don't even get that. All right, fine.
That's my list. What about... Give us your recap then, because we've got the same number one.
10's Along Came Polly. 9 is Jackass, the movie. 8, Nutty Professor. 7, Bridesmaids. 6, American Pie. 5, Van Wilder, Party Liaison. 4 is Deuce Bigelow, European Gigolo. 3, Dumb and Dumber. And 2, Austin Powers Goldmember. And my number one, of course, is There's Something About Mary.
All right, Wayne, very briefly, did you have any... honorable mention.
Did I ever? Zach and Miri Made a Porno has a scene where this girl shits all over some guy who's trying to film the porn from
underneath.
Isn't
that a dude from Clerks?
Clerks, yeah.
Yeah, Jeff Anderson.
She roasted me like a fucking cake.
Yeah.
And then Get Him to the Greek is one of my favorites.
Oh,
I probably could have put that at number 8. I don't know. Me, Myself, and Irene would have made the list if there were more gross bits in it.
Mm-hmm.
Friday, Harold and Kumar... Not Another Teen Movie.
What, the shit comp in Harold and Kumar?
Yeah, the shit battle shits, it was called. Yeah, you?
I only had one. American Pie 2 and Stifler when he gets the urine shower.
The urine shower, yes. Yeah.
Yeah, I found this list really... And even that was scraping the bottom of the barrel to make this list. So, you had way more choices. Most of those films I don't particularly like.
No, this is the thing. I actually think you've got this because listeners like it when it's not your wheelhouse. And you had a pretty good list for a guy who doesn't like gross. Except that fucking brain dead.
Perfect.
Fuck that shit.
That one's gold.
Shit.
All right, that's our list. The top 10 gross out comedies. What about your list in a segment that we feature on every show to wrap things up? It's called the Pop 10.
Talk about. Pop 10. Talk about.
Off this week's Pop 10 with Split P1 on Twitter. Number 3, There's Something About Mary, Frank and Beans. Number 2, Good Luck Chuck, Sex with Eleanor. Don't remember that part.
Fuck, I forgot about that.
Okay.
Hey, everyone. We used to call Paul Good Luck Chuck. You decide why we used to do that.
I decide.
No, we decide. Oh, fuck it. I'll tell you.
Go on.
For some reason, every time Paul went out with a girl, right? Then he broke up with her ass.
Or she broke up with me.
Or she broke up with
me. Yep.
Then she'd go get married.
Yep.
Straight up. It happened like, what, like a bunch of times in a row.
It was something like 5 or 6 times in a row.
5 or 6 times in a row. Yep. So, you know.
So I would just like to, thanks from all those other men, you know, that I managed to make things doable for you.
Just they may be cursing you now.
Number one, Van Wilder dog pastries. Just you.
That's right, son.
What Were They Thinking podcast had The Song at Mary, American Pie, and I have a soft spot for Saving Silverman. I don't know why.
I do too. That's good stuff.
Robin Slim, podcaster Rob from that show, said Tim and Eric's Million Dollar Movie. Never seen it. He reckons it's particularly gross.
Really? I've heard of it.
So it might be something for you to check out there. Mackenzie Lambert, long time listener to the show, had Uwe Boll's Postal. You read that correctly. Dead Alive at number 2. Eat a Dick Wayne.
Damn.
And number 1, Monty Python's The Meaning of Life. The bit where the guy eats himself till he explodes.
Yeah, that first bit is gross.
IMDb Journey podcast. Mentioned Daniel at the top of the show. He's number 3, American Pie, The Beer, The Pie, Shit Break, to name a few. Number 2, Van Wilder, Dog Jizz, Nuff Said.
Big,
and number 1, prepare yourself, Wayne.
What?
Freddy Got Fingered.
No!
If you can call it a comedy, certainly gross out.
Well, you can't.
Wayne hates that movie.
I hate it.
In a long lost episode, I believe you ranked it the worst film going experience you ever had.
Of all time.
Colby Mack had, my pick is I Love You Man, The Vomit Scene.
The vomit scene. I Love You Man. I love that show. Oh,
where Paul,
yes,
Rudd, they're all staying in the bachelor parties. I don't know when it is.
Yeah. No, I love that movie.
The Contrarians, Julio, patron to the show, good friend, had This Is The List, where Wayne should have brought up Hall Pass.
No, here's the thing. I wanted Hall Pass to be in here, but it's not a good enough comedy other than that scene. That, so yeah.
And similar one, he said, Jeff Anderson gets his cake frosted in Zach and Miri Make a Porno. finally, Your Mother Could Love, Scary Movie, The Glory Hole Scene. The Interview, The Interception Scene, and Movie 43, The Whole Damn Thing.
No, I never saw that movie. I never seen it either. Someone told me.
Nick Ferrick Film Guys defended that film, said it actually is legitimately funny. He says no one got the joke.
It's because it wasn't made by the guy who did the ShamWow thing. Yeah, for real. So.
Okay. Sam from Movie Reviews and 20Qs podcast. Number 3, Scary Movie again. 2, Borat. And number 1, Team America for Sam. Nice.
That jizz scene in Scary Movie.
That
was really classy. I didn't expect it to
get stuck to the ceiling. I don't think I've ever seen Scary Movie. I said that to Sam and he did elaborate on the scene.
Yeah.
Billy from We Watch The Thing. Great friend. Big supporter of the show. And they have a great podcast. Do check them out. Now, he said, I don't personally find these movies that gross, but that's probably just me. But if you're talking about what's the best, for me, you can't beat 3 American Pie, 2 Bridesmaids, and number 1, There's Something About Mary.
There it is. Good list.
The Cinema Guys, Dumb and Dumber, Meet the Feebles, and Scary Movie again nominated. Duty from Shaken Not Nerd, another great show. Please do check out Duty and the Boys. Grimsby, not a good movie, but he said, but the animal sex scene was gross.
Okay.
But the fan in the hospital bed broke me. He said.
I saw the trailer for that movie and I said, this looks like the worst piece of shit ever. Mark Strong, right?
And what's his name? And Baron Cohen. Yep.
So, okay.
Team America, Gary in the Alley Spewing, and There's Something About Mary. Again, the beans above the frank.
How did you manage to get the zip all the way out?
I don't know. Coach Remiglio, Paso Robles HS Foot, then that's all that has time, but at Roland underscore Remiglio.
Damn.
At number 3, Kingpin, Roy Toy, Paying the Rent.
I haven't seen Kingpin.
You haven't seen Kingpin?
Is it the shit?
You should see that movie.
Really?
Well, it's a Farrelly Brothers comedy.
Oh, I did not know.
With Woody Harrelson.
Yeah, I thought he looked old and weird, so I didn't watch it. No, like, I didn't know if it was interesting enough.
In your general direction.
Number 2, American Wedding. Steve Fielder eats the truffles. Quote, you know, quote. I think it's shit.
Yeah.
And number 1, Borat, the wrestling scene. Tim Cormack, Kingpin, Sex with the Landlady, The Meaning of Life, Fat Guy Eating the Restaurant Until Explodes, and Run Fat Boy Run, popping the blister on Simon Pegg's foot.
Pus, I saw that movie.
All over Dylan Moran's face.
I forgot that scene, but yeah. Okay. All right.
Over to our Facebook listener community for the last. Oh, and Gidget Von LaRue. She had Dead Alive.
Look, I get it. I get some.
Pus from Mother into Guest Porridge and he eats it. And
come
yes,
on,
Dead
man.
Alive is
come
a
on.
Comedy horror. Thank you for that, Gidget.
Come on.
We mentioned David Power so much, we should give him his due. He said 3 Bridesmaids, the gastro scene at the dress shop, 2, There's Something About Mary, the hair gel scene, and Van Wilder, dog pastry.
Yeah.
Thank you for that.
All on.
David, another good friend and supporter of the show. Luke Alexander had Superbad, dancing scene, period jeans.
Superbad, great fucking movie. Period jeans wasn't quite gross enough to get me, but it was close.
Something About Mary, the police interrogation. I don't remember that scene. I'll have to watch it again.
Yeah, me too. I'm sure I can.
And Get Him to the Greek, Jeffrey scene.
Get Him to the Greek is amazing, and I probably should have put it on my list.
Brianna Petty had American Pie 2, Stifler Gets Peed On, Kingpin Landlady Sex Scene again at number 2, and Austin Powers. She said Spy Who Shagged Me, Poop Coffee, so she must have got that one.
Maybe.
Or did you get it wrong?
I'm sure Fat Bastard was in Goldmember, but I'm sorry.
He's in both of them, almost.
Oh, okay. Then maybe I mixed it up, sorry.
Either way. All right, well, that would have clarified people screaming at their
sorry, everyone.
If that's the case. Last couple to wrap it up. From the Boobies and Noobies podcast, There's Something About Mary, American Pie, and a film that I thought would have been on your list, Waiting.
That's not a good enough comedy. There are definitely some good bits in it, though.
Okay. Yeah. And Profess Hers podcast said, I forgot about Waiting. I laughed so loud I embarrassed my boyfriend at the time.
What?
That was someone else agreeing with the choice of Waiting.
Oh, cool.
And lastly, from Stephen Croom, Dumb and Dumber, the laxative diarrhea scene gets me every time. There's Something About Mary. How'd you get the beans above the Frank? Which seems to be, again, I think we have number one for a reason.
I think we've got number one, yeah, absolutely.
And number one, Not Another Teen Movie. I love this underrated gem featuring Captain America himself. Grossest scene has to be the diarrhea scene when the boys are in the air duct spying.
Oh, nice.
There we go. That is your feedback on this week's topic. Thanks to everybody who gets back to us, and we apologize to those people we can't get to in time for this Pop 10. What a show.
What a show.
Shit.
What a nasty ass, like 12 diarrhea. Cheating, stank ass, like damn show.
Urine, vomit, and pus was the order of today. I hope you've enjoyed the show.
Yeah.
As difficult
I don't know. It was kind of a... I'm sorry if anyone was eating. I'm just sorry.
Come with a warning. Maybe put that in the show notes. Yeah, not that anyone eats the show notes.
Just don't do this shit.
Okay. That's it for episode 214 of the podcast. If you do have any feedback you want to leave for the show, or indeed weigh in week in and week out with the topics, Wayne, where can people do that?
They can search for us on just Google the Countdown Movie and TV Reviews, or hit us up on email at thecountdownpodcast@gmail.com.
You can also do so, or get back to our topics every Friday morning, put them up on Twitter at TheCountdownPC, or join our Facebooks in the community. Link is in the show notes, where a bunch of great people interact with us and talk movies and TV all week long.
Obsess.
Yeah, obsess. That's probably a nice way of putting it. Okay, next week, Wayne, then, for episode 215, what are we doing?
We're doing the top 10 Aussie films, Cunt.
Yeah! G'day, everyone. We'll be doing celebrating the best from our own country. Now, if you're a long-term listener, of which there are about 6 of you, going back to episode 5 from memory, or if you're a patron of the show and you've had access to this, which has been re-put up there.
Yeah.
So actually, that means there's more like 40. We are revisiting this topic because we did it now.
Did we do it already?
4 years ago.
I don't fucking remember.
There's a shock. So we're going to be revisiting it with all the films that have come out since then as well. And maybe... both of us developing our movie palettes in the meantime as well.
Good, because I have zero idea what I put on the list, so this is coming at me completely good. Fucking fresh.
So don't go back and look at it, just make it fresh. It'd be interesting to compare the two.
Yes.
And if I can really be asked, maybe I'll go back and have them there to compare as you go.
Yeah, I never even wrote notes at that stage. I don't even know what the fuck we were doing. Okay, good.
Yeah.
All right.
That is next week's show, episode 215, the top 10 Aussie films. So I will be celebrating that, and get on board if you're at all interested in Aussie cinema, or indeed just to see what we value.
Totes.
Yeah. All right. That is it for today's episode of The Countdown. Thank you so, so much for joining us and all your support of the show. My name is Paul.
My name is Wayne.
And this has been The Soundboard.
Eat my ass! Eat all the asses, man!
Fair enough, fair enough.
Yeah. It's very appropriate, right?
Yeah, on this show. Damn.
Or maybe.
All of your arguments are like my asshole, man.
Also fairly appropriate. We will catch you next week.
I say a lot of shit.
You do. Is this news to you? See y'all.
Yeah. Why do you build me up, build me up, but I don't, baby, just to let me down? Let me down.